You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 here in the Cocoa Studio, the Cuckoo Studio. It's like crazy town today. We've got the studio packed today, Danny.
Yeah, it's going to be a great
full
show.
House. Yep, I'm excited about it. One is because I know half of Florida really, really, now probably three quarters of Florida hates Rachel Maddow because she talks, she's the hateful one on MSNBC. We don't talk politics here, but. I do feel like a little bit like Rachel Maddow because I come on the show and I talk to myself half the time. But last week, the thing about Rachel is if she says something wrong, okay, she gives it just as much time correcting it and fixing it.
Right.
So last week, do I make mistakes? Let me think. Oh, yeah, I do. Last week, I made a huge mistake, okay, because I, like everybody else here in the 321, read sometimes the Florida Today, and in reading the Florida Today, I heard that Embers and Oak was closing. I did drive by there, and it looked a little closed. It did to me, but you know, maybe the lights were off. I don't know. Maybe they didn't pay the electric bill. I don't know. We're gonna hear about it today, though, because I'm gonna give just as much time today, because today I have Kevin Anderson from Embers and Oak sticking up for himself and putting us on the right track. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Thanks
good to have you
on
in the studio today. We also have, of course, we have Danny, our engineer, but we've got Jessica Slater and Stacy Donovan. And just tell everybody where you're from.
Originally?
No. Just tell. First, we're going to talk business, and then I just want to tell everybody who's in the studio. New Life Mission. Stacy is your... Your boss. Okay. We got a boss in here. That's good. Somebody will keep us in line. We like to refer to you as legal then. Keep us legal and keep us right, saying the right things.
Wow.
Stephanie just flew in last night. I believe she got in about 1 o'clock. And that's when you know you're doing well, is when you can talk to me from the plane on the way home. That's when Steph's doing something right.
Yeah,
something's going right and Steph's light. Steph is here in the parking lot. I believe our security cameras are showing it here, and Mrs. Toad's Wild Ride, Stephanie, will be in just a minute. In the meantime, Kevin, I want to introduce you to the show first and tell all of our listeners here at What's Cooking in the 321. I want to give them also the number 321-437-1567 or 321-305-9906 that they can text in, ask some questions if they want, chime in. And but tell us, first of all, let's just forget about the open and close. Tell us who you are. Have you been here long in Florida?
So I'm originally from here.
You're a cracker, a Florida cracker.
Yeah. So I was born in Pennsylvania, but we moved down when I was under 1 year old. So
okay.
I grew up in Melbourne Beach in Melbourne.
I'm from Melbourne Beach. See, did you go to Gemini?
I did.
Oh, man. See, oh, yeah, okay. The and you are a chef?
I am. It's unfortunate to say that sometimes because it's a wild life.
So let's back up then. So Melbourne, you went to Melbourne High?
I went to O'Galley.
Went to O'Galley.
We moved mainland when I was in sixth grade. So
because Mel High has a wonderful culinary with Ferguson.
My sister went.
Chef Ferguson,
yeah.
Yep. And so you decided to be a cook because you started cooking. Where'd you first cook in Melbourne Beach? You had to cook somewhere in Melbourne Beach.
I went to college to play soccer and be an architect.
Oh, wow.
And I got hurt and I started watching the old Japanese Iron Chefs at 3 a.m. in my dorm, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I kind of fell in love with it. Like I said, my sister was in the culinary program at Mel High, and she went to CIA. And
okay.
The plan was, all right, I'll get my degree in like finance and I'll pay for it and run the business, and you go and learn about the food. And just kind of went from there, and I fell in love with it and just started taking out a bunch of student loans and going and working for free and eating meals I couldn't afford. And Lauren got in. She was Sean Brock's first intern at McCrady's, so he took us both under his wing and kind of taught us almost everything we know about hospitality and restaurants.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So where have you worked in town besides your place?
I opened Trend Kitchen 10 years ago.
On A1A?
On A1A.
I love that little place.
Yeah.
That's my fave.
That was me and my sister a decade ago. We sold it and went to New York to work on a project.
And you know what it is now, right?
La yes. French. Yeah, they're great.
So I've never been in there, but I love, yeah. Like, that to me is the coolest thing. If you remember, Matt's Casbah started out with about 9 seats. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
we saw you out there. We were watching on camera, making sure your butt was safe getting in here. Welcome home.
Yes, thank you.
I was just saying, I said, you know you're doing well when you can talk to me on the plane from when you're flying in yesterday.
It was
nice to hear from you. That's
once.
Right. That's right. So do you know Kevin?
Of course.
Remembers an Oak?
Yes.
Okay, and Stephanie, do you remember... Jessica from,
yes.
She was with me. We're going to go way back. Jessica and Kevin, Jessica and I came about because you were in what state? New York. And you came in, you wanted, first of all, you were so knowledgeable in the bar industry and had worked in a bar from the time you were young. Okay. And it took over, what was that? The Grill, Hurricane Grill, Hurricane Cafe. She went in there, and we've done some fun things in the years.
Now I'm putting it all together.
Now
I'm
you're like, putting it all together. So, Stephanie, she has brought with her boss, because somebody needs to be a higher up in this room, you know?
I'm your girl.
Than a sea urchins. A sea urchins with food on our shoes. Stacy, welcome to the show. All of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I feel so left out, but I don't come from the restaurant business, but I do really like to eat.
So that's all. That's the only
that's
qualification.
How you start.
Yep.
Eating is important.
And what's cooking in the 3-2-1 is absolutely not about food. It sort of started out when I was on Cita's show. I would talk a few minutes at the end of the show about the restaurant world and what have you, but it's about what's going on in Brevard. So that's we're gonna get. You know that they reported that Kevin's place was closed.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And we're gonna get to the skinny of that today. We are gonna absolutely get. Number one, we're never gonna talk bad about Florida today. When we love Lynn and everybody there, but at the same time, this isn't the first time that it's sort of hurtful to what's been printed, and especially. Stephanie and Danny can both tell you every week I come in here and I'm so sad that another restaurant's closed because we work so hard. And I know, Jessica, you know how it feels when we've worked so hard and then had something not go right where we've had to just make that decision to say, hey, we're just going to close the doors and whatever. And it's a hard decision. Of course, I'm going to tell you something about Jessica and I, okay? We go... back to where we did sell a restaurant, got it back because we were holding paper, and we came up with this great thing. I think it's one of the best innovations in restaurant. We put a shirt on. We said, well, listen, we can't resell it closed. We put shirts on that said WTF, wings, tacos, and fries. That's all we're opening with. We're going to get the place open, and what did we ended up selling it about 4 times. We had people... Yeah, WTF, Kevin, if you have to close your restaurant, we will come in, put our WTF shirts on. Yeah. We will put
we've done that a few
times.
We
have done that a few times. We will bail anybody out.
Who are we this week?
That's right. Where are we this week? We will help you. We will get this place sold. Yeah. We will set them up
Absolutely. So
they don't fail. And if they fail, you know what? We'll get that shirt back out.
Absolutely.
We'll put it back on.
We've done a handful of those pivots
that's
for people,
right.
Actually.
We've done it.
It's been a few times we crash course. It was
that's
fun.
Right. So the biggie is, just like we brought, I don't know if you guys were listening to the show, because we had the same thing happened to one of our favorite Italian places.
Yes.
We can put a shout out
Villa
there.
Villa Palma.
Villa Palma. We love them at Villa Palma. Yeah, it's a people. Place that it's a, one of our go-tos, both mine and Stephanie's go-tos. They had actually said that they closed in Cocoa Beach. And
Cocoa Village.
Cocoa Village.
Yep.
And it was sort of brutal. And we had them on the show right away because that's not what happened.
It was
the
a misleading story.
The lease ran out. After 30 years, the lease, the people wanted their building back. And then they had to move everything from one place and put it in the other place. And so it was just a transition.
Yep. They had to marry the two businesses.
That's right. So
the original location in the Atlantic.
Tell us your story. What happened? Before I bashed you on the air going, he's closed. Oh, no.
Yeah, we're not. We're not closed.
I went straight to the source. I was like, yo.
That's for sure.
Okay, so tell us what happened.
Okay. Sorry if I'm a little bit anxious. This is kind of a deeply personal story that has some unfortunate things in it and like broken relationships and stuff like that.
And Kevin,
so,
I don't love having to tell it.
But this
is how the restaurant business is. So don't, you know, this is for those of you out there listening. This is restaurant life.
Yeah.
So it's heartbreak sometimes.
Yeah.
So tell us.
I've chosen this. I've made every decision. I don't regret it. I love what I do, and Embernoak's my dream. And I've kind of found my voice as a chef with beef and with cows. So it's like it's something I'm willing to fight to the bitter end for. So I guess the best way to kind of let everybody know the dynamic and how everything's going is kind of starting from the beginning. So the misconception is that it's a very large place. It's very high profile. The sticker price is very expensive. So everybody always thought we had all this money.
How many do you seat in there?
Inside right now, we can seat just up to 120. So just to maintain the SRX license, because we're giving up the patio. I want no part of it.
Okay. I noticed there's a trailer out there.
Yeah, a food trailer. And we did it, and it was fun. And I really wish it would have worked, but it only works for 6 months out of the year, and I don't have $200,000 to put a cover on the patio with ACs and electric and TVs and all that to really make it viable for more than 6 months of the year.
Yeah, it's too hot.
So we did it for a little bit because the intention was we were trying to move, and that was to save the relationship with my brother-in-law. Sister, they want me out because they want to put a tenant in who can pay a lot more in rent than I can, and that we agreed to when we made the deal back in the day.
So
and
this is like family.
This is family.
Oh,
this
worst.
Is
yeah.
Two marriages. This is it's a dumpster fire. So and then the second marriage actually just ended yesterday in court. So it's recent wounds.
Okay.
So we went into this me and two buddies. Ryan Fisher, rest in peace, buddy, kind of made the introduction to Carlo. I was looking for something a lot smaller. I was kind of just moved back from San Diego. I left cooking for a while to go back into finance, and I was transferred from my company's La Jolla office to the Boca office. But as an advisor, you need a hook for people to come see you, and my hook is I can cook. So I was looking for a small space to kind of do dinner for clients and kind of go over – financial topics like saving for college, what to do and how to allocate your 401k, like investment advice and just stuff like that. So couldn't find anything. I hated everything. And Ryan introduced me to Carlo, and he's like, just shoot your shot. I was like, this is crazy. Okay. So I went in, and me and my two friends, we had maybe $150,000 between the three of us that we were willing. I was like, okay, Carlo, like, here's my concept. We can give you $100,000 right now. If we can't buy it from you for $2 million in 18 months, you can take it back. And he said yes on the spot and gave me a chance. And I'm forever grateful. I kind of wish you didn't do that, Carlo, if you're listening.
My life you're a brave man.
My life would have been a lot easier. But the Massaros are great. Like, I love them. And it's been a wild ride. So we went in. Obviously, we had to open right away because we couldn't do anything. I couldn't afford to do anything to the space. So it was just, it looked like a cafeteria in there with the patio furniture and the long bar. And I was cooking in the pizza oven up front, getting yelled at because we didn't do pizza. And I'm not the most social person in the world. So me in an open kitchen and people trying to talk to me is pretty awkward. But yeah, we kind of made it work. And we tried to do inside and outside out of those two little kitchens, and honestly, it was a hot mess. People were waiting an hour. It's serving 300 people out of a wood oven and a couple burners in the back. It just, and trying to do the food that I want to do, it didn't work. So we didn't get off.
Were you doing everything scratch or?
Yeah.
Wow. Kudos to you.
It was all formatted for a plus.
I love that
pizza.
Cisco
bag. You know, where you can crank and drink. Yeah.
So. The thing is, this life is hard and I don't want to do it if it's not doing something that I love. Like, I'm not trying to jam fine dining or expensive prices down anybody's throat, but it's like, I work really hard and I want to go to work every day and like love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I love what I do when I get to work with ingredients and create something and just be that person. And sometimes you have to charge expenses, especially now, like prices go up. We're trying to use more offcuts on the cow to get prices down and do other things, but it's a
so
battle.
For all our listeners, you are still open.
We are still.
Have you closed for a minute?
No, the patio's closed. I got off track. So we went in, and here's the crux of it. COVID hits. My brother-in-law comes in with my sister as also partners. They put a little bit of money in just to kind of keep us going so we could do a little bit, buy some kitchen equipment, get some nicer plates, and just start it. And then he loans us the money to buy the real estate from Carlo at month 18. So he becomes the bank. We're celebrating, cheersing, glasses of champagne, January 11th, 2020.
And then COVID.
3 months later, COVID hits. My one regret is that we stayed open. I probably would still be married to my first wife if I just took the time to focus on that, instead of just trying to keep the restaurant open, keep people working. And it was crazy. It went well. We did to go. The servers turned into delivery drivers. I kept probably 80 to 90% of my staff working the entire time. And then we used all the money we got on payroll and then to remodel the restaurant. But the biggest issue is what happened during COVID, and I don't fault my brother-in-law for doing it. He had me sign over the rights to the real estate in exchange for not having to pay the loan payments. And then the biggest thing was a different operating agreement to where I pretty much became an employee. So it was 50-50 decision-making between my sister and I, and he was the tiebreaker. And he said it to my face, I don't care if she's wrong. I'm never going to disagree with my wife. And trust me, two marriages, you shouldn't disagree with your wife. I've learned one thing. So I didn't have any control over the spending, over anything like that. And the space did need to be
remodeled. Which is too bad, because it sounds like you were very educated to do that.
Yeah, we set a budget.
You're the finance guy. I'm going to call you before I spend money.
We didn't plan it because it was a rush. It was one of these conversations. This business doesn't work with two kitchens trying to do all of this at these prices when it looks like a cafeteria. Like, mm-hmm. We need to make this look like what Ember and Oak should look like. We need to make the kitchen bigger. We need to do all these things. It's like,
you need to make that Tommy Hawk steak a little bigger, because I don't think it's big enough to feed 10.
So we did that, and I stayed open through it, and we remodeled during COVID because it was kind of the decision. It's like, this is going to cost us the least amount of money to do this now.
So what's ahead? What have you got planned now?
Well, right now, the plan was
open this week.
We never closed.
You
never closed. No. So that happens out of COVID. I brought partners in because they want out. My sister spends all the money. I have to take. And then her and I get into a fight, and she walks away. She quits the business. So my brother-in-law also quits the business, and they want out. I'm trying to get a loan or get something, because there's no money coming out of COVID left. She spent almost $1 million on this remodel that we got from just business during COVID through an SBA loan that we were all personally guaranteed through the Restaurant Relief Act and all that. And so I take out a high interest loan because the tax returns didn't support it. And kind of once you do that, the whole focus, I was trying to bring in partners, and I brought them two who were going to partner with me, because all I want is a chef. I just want to be a chef. I don't need to own the real estate. I don't need a mansion on the water. It'd be nice. Who doesn't want it? But at the end of the day, all I want to do is I want to wake up. I want to cook. I'm lucky enough to cook with one of my best friends every day, so it's like, I'm going to fight for it.
That's awesome.
So that happens, kind of get into that high-interest mess, and that relationship is broken, and I'm trying to fix it, and the we had two different deals where I had partners. I'm not going to name names or anything like that, where they were going to buy the real estate, take half of Ember and Oak, and everybody was going to get, nobody was going to like be super happy, but everybody was going to get something. And the real estate came and appraised for like $1 million over what the deal was. So they kind of pulled the plug, and things then got even uglier because it's like, I didn't want the whole overhead of everything and they wanted me out. So push comes to shove, the reorganization, and what I told Lynn, and I really wish she didn't publish this because it's none of her business. Like, I'm now on the radio telling you that, like, I don't speak with my sister or brother-in-law anymore.
That's all right, though, because you know why? In the end, everybody's coming now. Everybody's coming to your place. Everybody's going to make a reservation now today because they heard you. We've got our Kleenex box out here, okay, because I'm feeling bad. Steph, yeah. That's going to be our go-to week. We're going to go.
That's right.
Where's our we're all going to – So let's just put that out there to all the what's cooking in the 3-2-1. Let me just tell you, first of all, this guy's in a room with four women right now, okay? Kudos to him for that. He's pouring his soul out to us girls. I'm loving you even more now, okay? Steph?
Yeah, absolutely.
You feeling it?
Yeah. I'm ready to have wine 30.
That's right. We're having wine 30. If we weren't doing FM Pizza, because it's trivia night.
Yeah,
at
exactly.
FM Pizza on Tuesday. No, it's good. Pour it out. We're going to talk to these two too, because they're going to tell us, because they're from a mission. All right. So we're going to hear from a mission next, because it's very good. Let me do this here. This might be bad. Jessica. So in the restaurant business, I don't think it was me and you. I think you had an ex-husband in there that we didn't like each other. Him and I didn't like each other. And we were not partners, but we sort of were, because I was like that landlord and holding paper and whatever. And he hated me. He wasn't my favorite person. I've never hated more than only one person in my whole life. But things like that happened because we had a little disagreement and what have you in the beginning, okay? And we got through it. And let me tell you what meant more to me than anything in the world. The other day when you called me and you go, you know, I really want to say I'm sorry. And you didn't even have to do that.
Yeah.
Because I've loved you from day one. And I think you know that.
And I love you.
But it happens.
I think
in this business.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Is super hard.
It's brutal. Yeah.
It's all of your employees.
It's a ripple effect.
Everybody around you.
Yeah.
And our real job is
a
problem solver.
Anyway,
yeah.
But,
so what's that?
But it affects so many more people than the owner, but you being brave and sharing your story, the more of us that share our story, we encourage other people and we give each other hope.
Mm-hmm.
And we can come together and support each other. And really, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing in this world?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, just like Steph and I, we see every week, we sort of do report, hey, another restaurant's closed, and I'm going to tell you why. Like, some people, it's like, oh, another restaurant closed. Oh, less competition. We're hurt by every restaurant closed. Because
we're fact finders.
And
we want to find out the
here.
Real story behind everything
to
make sure we are selling the right stories so people in the community understand what's really happening.
Yeah.
And if they're not paying patronage to our mom and pops and our independents and going in, and, you know, paying patronage on a regular basis, we need to support everyone. If we want that local business in those atmospheres like Ember and Oak or your place or even Villa Palma, we have to support as...
And let me tell you, I was on the air and I was getting texts. They're not closed. I mean, and then right away, I mean, and by the time I got off the air, I was talking to you personally, you know. Jennifer had called me and went, oh, nope, that's not correct.
Yep.
You know, I mean, we get that right away.
I did declare corporate bankruptcy, but I would like to clear up because it's complicated. There is a bankruptcy where it's Chapter 7. You just walk away. The employees show up. There's chains on the doors.
And you
know
what? You don't have to go that far.
No,
I'd
like to explain it because it's something that I needed to do to protect the business to keep it open.
Okay.
So the original plan and what I told Lynn was there's a liquidating subchapter 11 where a new company who I had found and was working with as a partner would come in and buy Ember and Oak and buy all the stuff and the intellectual property and the kitchen equipment for market value, and which isn't much. It would wipe away all the debt, and then that would be able to move to a new location. I wanted to be in EGAD because I grew up in the FM Pizza building. Mm-hmm. My dad had Caravan Oriental Rugs.
Okay.
So I just wanted to be there for me and just be like, okay, this is really cool. I've moved back. I have a business now where my father had a business in an area
that's
EGAD's
really cool.
Trying to come up. But what that did was it spooked when the story came. It just became too public and it spooked the investors and they kind of pulled the plug. Mm. So I no longer could do that. So now I have to do a reorganization and pretty much just take all of the debt. And this is what kills my brother-in-law, because I was trying to leave to salvage that relationship so he could put a tenant in there that can spend or is willing to spend $25,000, $30,000 a month for that whole space, which I'm not going to do. And those aren't the contracts we signed back in the day for what the value was. I don't care that the real estate went up. Like,
you know, Kevin, even family business is tough, because I know my daughter and my son, my grown children, they refused to work with me ever. I mean, my daughter started working in the restaurant when she was 8 years old. And I can tell you, in my house, we had a rule. You couldn't talk about the restaurant in the house. You actually had to say, we would get in sort of a thing, and it's like, wait a minute, we have a rule we can't talk about it in the house. And they'd go, fine, then let's get in the car, and we're going back to the restaurant. Okay, but I'm not driving with you there, you know. And we would literally go back to that cafe and sit and talk about the restaurant. We had a rule, do not discuss it in the house. And my father always said, the only partner you need is your daddy. And I've got to tell you, I feel bad that you even have to have partners. I hope that there's one day.
There's this is, it's all me now.
So that's
the reorganization thing. Has made it. Now that we're pivoting, the one thing I've gotten very good at is just being able to be flexible and pivot through this whole 6 year.
And your finance, just juggle. Don't do anything that's not tangible. No. Listen, we don't care what color the walls are. I always say nobody remembers the color of the walls in a restaurant, okay? Just put your heart into that food, and all of our listeners here at What's Cooking in the 321, we will come in until you got everything going with your feet on. We will support you. And we'll make sure everybody knows you're open.
So now we're not moving. I'm negotiating.
Good, because I love that building.
The court protects us, but I'm only negotiating for the inside, for 712. The
courtyard. What's going to happen outside?
I don't know. It's
okay.
Hopefully, Donald's realtor can find a tenant for the outside, and we'll get the food truck out of there and kind of move on from there. But I just want to focus on creating
the best possible
restaurant, because I'm not out in the front. You're not going to know me. Like, my perfect scenario is nobody knows who I am. They just come to Ember and Oak. They don't need to know that I'm the chef. They don't need to know that I'm the owner.
Nah, we all want to know.
They come in. They have the best meal and experience that they could possibly have. And then I go home. I pour myself a Jack and Diet Coke in a deli cup and cuddle my dog. And then I go to bed and I do it over again. And that's
just
really
say no to plastic cups.
that's really all I want. And I want to help kind of foster and push some really great chefs and talented chefs to take the risk to open
a
different kind
of
restaurant.
Have you met Scott that's at Scott's on Fifth? Because Scott cooks all his own meals. He has not put out a meal out of his kitchen that he has not cooked himself. If he's sick, he closes. He doesn't care if he's got all reservations. This guy closes because he's so passionate about what he's cooking in his thing. We've been known to close there a few times after closing, but I love that passion. I feel like you have that same passion. People will come. I'm telling you they will. So let them know it's you.
I do.
Absolutely.
And Scott and I have just reconnected. Apparently, I made him very upset because I was an a-hole to him many moons ago when I was at Trend.
Oh, we all have been one. Don't worry. You're a good company.
And I think I just didn't want to be at the event because we were selling and we were in the process. And I'm just like, I don't want to have to do this, because I didn't really want to sell when we sold. So I was just younger, full of piss and vinegar, and I was just rude to him. And we ran into each other because Monday nights, I love the bartenders at Chart House. I know it's a chain restaurant, but
I like the Chart House.
It's a look at the water, and they're great. And he was sitting there, and he told me, he's like, I'm mad at you. You did something to me. And we talked, and we kind of cleared the air.
Then he put his glitter on you and his fairy dust, and everything's fine.
Right?
Yeah,
we're all good.
No, he's great. I don't want to have any enemies. What I miss the most about cooking, and you asked me, I haven't really cooked anywhere else in this town.
Yeah.
I've cooked elsewhere and just come home.
I'm glad you still love it, because I'm never cooking for the rest of my life. I'm done. I will hire anybody to open up a Cisco bag, open it up, give it to them. We'll still put out a good meal, and I'm done cooking.
I got 10 years left, and then I'm done.
10 and out?
10 and out.
That's okay. Fair. That's a fair deal.
That's, my body won't last much longer than that.
No, I make a point now, because I have 5 places, I make a point of not knowing the menu, and not, because they'll say, can you jump on the line? And I'll go, no, I don't know the menu. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Nope, I'm done. I did cook the other night.
I'll tell you how to do it.
I cooked your hot dogs. I did cook your hot dogs the other night. Okay, that's all I'm cooking, weenies. That's it. That's it here. Listen, I'm so glad you came on the show and you told a story. You didn't have to go that far, but I appreciate it. And I still love, though, that whole little trend kitchen thing. To me, that's the best. That is the best. If Matt would have stayed in his little 9-seater place, just like Scott loves his little place. We love his little place.
Yeah.
We can't afford to, like, so Kyle was with me back then, too, and he was just as much part of that magic as I was. Something that small, with as expensive as everything's gotten, doesn't make enough money to be able to pay people, the owner included, a livable wage.
It's not profitable enough. Yeah.
So you have to be at 120 seats. You have to sell liquor. Otherwise, it's...
See, I have one of them liquor licenses that I don't need any seats.
Or you're doing...
I can just go. I'm one of the few, and I'm never giving it up.
Or you're a crazy person like Scott and doing everything yourself, and I just...
I still do that. I'm a crazy person. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to skip over here to Jessica and Stacy for a minute. Jessica was... I think she was one of the best event planners in this town. Truly, I do. Yeah, beautiful food. Because I'm... You know, I don't... I'll cook it, but then you got to put it on the tray and make it look beautiful, okay? But I give you the taste. But you had that eye though for making everything look beautiful. So tell us what you do. Not this yet. First, tell us how you made the transition from food and beverage into what you're doing now, and then tell us all about the mission.
Nutshell version is, in 2018, I also had a rift with my partner in the catering and event world, and so I had to walk away from that, which was heartbreaking because that was my absolute passion. Did a couple different things in the meantime. I worked in the lumber industry, of all things. Like, who goes from a catering company to lumber?
It's all natural.
Whatever.
It's all natural.
I ended up... being acting COO of a contract manufacturing company, making sunscreen and face creams and whatever. And then, long story short, 2 companies later, that folded. And then I was out of work for a year because, you know, who just hires, you know, a former acting COO, like, out of nowhere? Like, it was just crazy. So I actually met Stacy through the chamber a while ago, and then we ended up in a Bible study together, and I found out about New Life Mission, and I went and I got a tour, and I absolutely fell in love with what goes on there. And it
is now,
is
this
incredible.
The old, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the old Hacienda Ranch, is it?
So New Life Mission purchased the 25 acre property formerly known as the Hacienda Girls Ranch.
Okay.
In 2021, and today it's known as New Life Village.
Okay. So tell us what goes on there.
Yeah. So for 15 years, Stacia Glavas is the founder. It was originally called Brevard Rescue Mission. In 2009, she had her walking in her neighborhood and found a mom with a baby in distress on her front lawn, and took her home and saw the conditions that she was living in and couldn't believe this was happening in her neighborhood, and felt a calling that she should be mentoring her, and just became her friend. And that relationship lasted 2 years. She mentored her to self-sufficiency, felt a calling to do this for other women in Brevard, and that's what started the organization in 2009. So 15 years serving single mothers with children who are homeless. And they are a part of a life transformational program where they come and live with us.
And are these people all from our area, from the 321, or are they from other places too, like Orlando?
So it is located in Brevard. We have 4 campuses. All of them are in Brevard. We have women who come from all different places, but we like for them to have ties in Brevard when they apply. The reason is because the things that we're asking them to do, it's really an accountability program. And so when you come as part of the program, you know, you're required to follow the program, which is we have child care for your children. We have case management. We have a financial coach. We're going to help you go back to school. We want you to pay off your debt. We need you to have skin in the game. And so we don't want you to come to Brevard. Are you really going to go look for a job if you're just going to go home to Polk County? We want you to have ties in Brevard so that you have skin in the game to really want to change your life.
And you teach them how to provide
and
for themselves.
And we really do. We teach them
That's
how great. To fish.
That's awesome.
We're not a hand up. They are required to share their finances. They really have to surrender a lot of their life to us and really submit to us to go through the program. Their children, we're case managing the entire family. Many of these women come to us because they were addicts. They were abused. They were trafficked. Some of them are just divorced and couldn't pay, you know, their mortgage. Not all of them have trauma in their background, but many of them do. And really, 100% of them, just experiencing homelessness is trauma enough. That
well, and let me tell you, just becoming a widow, it's been a year, life changes.
Yeah.
Life just changes, like overnight. It's like, boom, life just changes. And so, I mean, I know and understand it's taken me a year to get where I
well,
even feel a little normal.
Trauma bonding.
Yeah,
you know,
it's trauma.
Do. Yeah.
But so the reason that I'm glad we're on the show today, especially with Kevin in the restaurant world, because we're, this is what Jessica and I are working on now, taking that restaurant world that you know, that I love, that, and because what you do needs people like restaurant owners, restaurant people who, people listening here on What's Cooking in the 321, because it runs on donations. Am I wrong?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it runs on donations. You've got a really cool event coming up, I believe at the Muscle Car Place.
Tell me
about it.
October 10th,
okay.
We are inviting the community to come out and learn a little bit more about what we do. And the event is called Opening Doors for Women. Because so these women in our program have had door after door slammed on them. Evictions, divorce, job loss for no fault of their own sometimes. You know, so many doors shut. And our job is to open doors through life skill classes, through job training, through education, furthering education, goal advancement, the case management. I mean, you name it. But we need help, right?
So
we need
tell
the
us
community.
In the restaurant world, what is the best help that you can get? Number one, you're doing this thing. Is it paid for? This one here is that you're this event that you're doing October 10th. Is it already paid for, or do we need more donations?
We definitely need more sponsors. For
we need
sure.
more sponsors. So for all you restaurant owners listening to Kim, I know it's not just my dead mother that listens to the show because we get a whole bunch of we had over 400 people chime in last time, especially about your place. You know,
oh, yeah.
So see, you're a hot commodity in this town, Kevin. But everybody, let's just see if what we can do. Even if it's, I'm going to make sure that you two give everybody out there the information how they can even send you $5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's just sending $5.
Yep.
Hey, it's working for Kamala and Trumpster here. They want $3 at a time. Send $2 at a time, okay?
Yeah.
But let's help. This is a very worthy cause. You're going to keep coming on the show. I think every month you should
back.
Come on. And we should talk about what's happening, where it's going, and we should let you know that the people that listen to the show, they all eat out. They all eat out, okay?
Absolutely.
Maybe we can get a restaurant in town, not Kevin's right now, because we need him to be concentrating on getting Kevin going, all right? But we need a restaurant in town that can maybe on a Wednesday night give back a little bit. And if you stop in there, so we can work on that together.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We're
open to all kinds
yeah.
of
right.
creative
sure.
ideas.
Yeah. And that's what I'm here for, because we're going to work on them creative ideas, because it's a great, great cause. And it's one I believe in. This whole child trafficking, you know, I still have a 10-year-old at home. I have a 19-year-old at home that's driving me crazy. It scares me so bad to even put them outside. And I'm in a gated community. And
mm-hmm.
I hate even taking my eyes off her. Because of this trafficking and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm all about helping you guys with whatever it takes, okay? And I do keep all $10 that I own in my pocket. I'll share it with you. I'll give you $5 of it, okay? And we're going to work together with WWBC, Danny. What do you think of that? They're going to be back, and we're going to be reaching out to anybody listening who's eaten in a restaurant, maybe
even other business owners.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to just be restaurants.
Yeah, no,
anyone 100%, that's listening, 100%. Let's not limit ourselves.
You know, buy a ticket.
Yeah.
You know,
buy a ticket.
Come and join us at the American Muscle Car Museum. It's going to be amazing.
Well, tell us what we're doing that night. So we buy a ticket for how much?
$125 per person or $200 per couple.
Okay. And what do you get for that?
Sure. You get full access to the Muscle Car Museum. And if you've never been there, the place is unbelievable. We're going to have a silent auction, a live auction with Alfie Silva is our MC and auctioneer.
Which is wild because I'm doing an Alfie Silva. I'm bartending for Alfie Silva this
crazy.
Weekend.
Saturday night,
in the
right?
Art District. Yes, Saturday night. Two showings. Two dinner things. That's where Kim's not going to be because I have a wedding and I have a quinceañera also this weekend. So I'm going to be all over. I am going to make a stop in there, though. I have not met Alfie. I'm working for him this weekend. I haven't met him. It's at the Derek Gore.
The art gallery.
Yep, the art gallery. We're going to be doing two things there that night on this Saturday.
Busy.
busier than I want to be.
I know.
So
you will also get to hear from a graduate of our program.
Okay.
Really no better way to talk about what we do than to hear from somebody who has been through the program.
And that's who you need to bring on the show, you know, because we get the Kleenex out, Kevin, because that's how we help people. Okay. We dig deep. This is a new show for you and I, Steph.
I know.
We're digging deep.
Yeah. So, you know, this is really a great conversation because, you know, we've been in the community for 15 years. We can sit here and talk about complaints or issues that our community is really facing with the homeless population. But you have this organization that's been here for 15 years, and we have a 90% success rate. The women who are going through our program do not return to homelessness because of the approach. We're a faith-based mission. We don't take any money from the government. We don't want anyone to tell us how to run our program. It's a life transformation. And we have really hard conversations with these women. And it's all about accountability. We want to make sure that you are self-sufficient. We want you to be able to take care of your family. They're required to get off government assistance before they graduate our program. We want to break generational cycles of poverty. We want to heal mom. We want to equip her and her children to be able to take care of themselves without needing government assistance.
So Stacey,
we'd like for people to consider us when we're talking about the issue of homelessness, because we have a program that works.
So that's what I was just saying. That's the one thing, that big takeaway here. You just said all these people who are complaining about homelessness and this. Well, here's how to help.
Yep.
Put it here where we'll end, because everybody's like, you know, Mayor Elfman, get rid of the homeless. Well, here's the best way to do it is by training people
programs.
To be self-supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we would really just like to be part of the conversation. You know, we can talk about affordable housing. I'm not saying that that's not needed. What I am saying is that you can give somebody an affordable place to live, but if they don't have the tools to stay there,
right,
how is that going to
the
work?
The discipline.
So we're teaching moms how to manage their finances. We're teaching them about... we're equipping them, helping them go back to school so they can get a job that helps them take care of their family, so that they are not, they don't graduate the program feeling that they need to align themselves in a bad relationship because they don't think they can do it by themselves. So we're just having conversations with these moms and opening up their minds to think about jobs that maybe they've never thought were possible for them. We really just want to let them dream, but also let's talk about where you need to be if you have 6 children. We have moms in our program that have 6 children. Many of them have special needs. Mom can't get a job if she can't put her kids in daycare because the daycare won't take the child because they haven't been assessed. If those assessments are $1,500 to $1,800, how does a mom who doesn't have a place to live, who's literally sleeping in her car with her 6 kids, have the money to get the assessment so that she can get the resources for her child to get them into daycare so that she can go and get a job? I mean, it's a real challenge, and with a 90% success rate of people not returning to homelessness, something to be said about accountability.
And you already have people asking how they reach you. So give the audience and the listeners, how do they hook up with you guys?
So you can go to www.newlife-mission.org on our website. You can request a tour. We do tours all the time. We love taking people around that 25-acre campus. Our Melbourne Airport is our next-door neighbor. We love taking people around. There's also places for them to click to donate. They can register for the event right on our website.
Awesome, yeah. So Jessica, you'll come back then, and you keep telling us about this.
100%.
And then you and I are going to work on some events.
Yeah, this is something everybody needs to know about, yeah. because we hear it all the time. And, you know, I'm sure you dealt with that in downtown Melbourne, right? We have this problem. Well, you know, let us, you know, help us help you, right? And, yeah. and you know.
Let's provide solutions instead of just
exactly.
saying, get them out of here.
Yeah.
We're
not just giving you a place to live for a short period of time. These are life skills. We have people coming in, volunteering, teaching how to build a resume. Mm-hmm. You know, our kids even get classes on starting a savings account. It's really all encompassing with every skill that you need to become self-sufficient. And I wish that during certain periods of my life, I had even half of these resources.
Yeah.
But we're stretched thin. We've doubled?
We've doubled our capacity since opening the Girls Ranch.
Good for you.
I would like to invite anyone here in the radio station to come and cook. We actually feed our families every Tuesday night for Bible study. We're always looking for volunteers to come and teach a class on healthy cooking, provide meals for our families on Tuesday evenings.
That's trivia night at FM. We might have to change that date.
Kim.
Let me just take just a second. You guys are all here today because Nick Moon from Melbourne Seafood Station absolutely believes in what we're doing here on the station. And I don't know, have you guys all ate at the Melbourne Seafood Station
at
one time or another?
Yeah, it's great.
Because it is the best value for your money. You can still get a lunch for under $10 with a beverage. This weekend, I just want to let you know that he's got $1 oysters on Wednesday. He's got all-you-can-eat snow crab for $45 on Fridays. And he's got rock shrimp back for $18.
Yeah, resurfaced.
Got just a couple things happening, Stephanie. We've got the Brevard Hispanic Center is inviting you to the Viva Brevard Gala. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did it.
Say that
Viva
again.
Viva la Brevard.
That's right. Viva Brevard Gala is 2024. It's, of course, at the Hilton Rialto Place. It is a $100 donation. Never understand that donation word after a price like that, but okay. $100 donation. It's Saturday, September 14th. Starts at 6 p.m. Phone number 321-327-8938. We will try to get that up on my personal page because, you know, I'm still got in Facebook. But I will get that information up for you on my page. September 15th, 12 p.m. to 2 at the Mansion. They've got their Ladies Sunday Brunch. Have you ever done that stuff?
No, I have not.
Okay, we might have to do that.
Yeah.
321-345-5800. Please RSVP by Friday, September 13th. That's the Mansion. That's at 1218 East New Haven. We all know where the Mansion is. I believe I cooked at that Strawberry Mansion.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Mr. Bojean's used to be the best place for breakfast.
Oh,
do you remember?
Gosh, yeah.
Do you remember Mr. Bojean's?
I don't.
It's so where the Mansion was. It was just the place right next to it. The lower level.
Mm-hmm.
But when you cooked
there, an ice cream parlor there for.
It had a double sided line. Like sometimes you'd have to jump over and make waffles, and then no. Now you're cooking a steak or wait. Lobster Newberg. That was like an old school menu.
Yeah,
it was one of the first places I cooked after culinary. But we've got a couple things going on in my neck of the woods. I'll just start at the top. We've
just
got the gun show on Saturday the 5th and 6th. I've got the gun show on October 5th and 6th. We've got the ham radio show on the 10th, 11th, 12th. I've got Comic-Con on the 13th. We all know
to
dress like Wonder Woman, okay? All right. I'm Wonder Woman on the 13th.
Still waiting for that
proof. Don't miss that. We've got the orchestra, my favorite orchestra, is back on the 16th and 17th. Maestro Mark is here on the show on the 15th. That's become a very fun night. We've got the Fraternal Order of Police is doing their comedy show, which is always fun. Craft Fair, and then, of course, we've got our Halloween Spooktacular inside the auditorium on the 26th. It's indoors, and we've got about 3,000 people show up for that. There's a good place, too, for any businesses that are out there that want to pass out some candy to 3,000 people. That's the only requirement. You got to bring 3,000 pieces of candy, maybe a Snickers bar for me or something. Yeah, and I got food and beverage always, open bar. You know, we've always got the bars open. And we've got an adult flashlight pumpkin hunt. You know, I love anything where I can put that skull cap on with a flashlight. That's always fun. That's at the Crane Community Center. That is on 18 or older, $13 per person. You can get tickets are available for melbourneflorida.org events and 608-7400. You can call the O'Gelly Civic Center for more information on that. Of course, we've got the holiday market coming up in November this year instead of December, and I'm going to talk about that one next week.
Yeah, don't get too far out.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to get too far out. Not going to get too far out. But lots going on in Brevard, so lots of fun stuff. Space Coast Harley-Davidson, I know that we've been doing some stuff with them. They've closed the Titusville location.
Yes.
They have a new owner, so they're going to be doing a little bit of a revamp, and they'll be right back with us. And we'll be talking about Harley-Davidson coming soon. You know, the health department's still keeping my Three Girls Burgers closed here for a minute till we work out that. So
we'll get it there.
So them five guys are still safe, okay?
Yeah,
because once
still
the Three Girls start doing them burgers faster than the Five Guys, we won't we'll get up. But Mucha Mahalo's still open every day, and you can find me at one of my restaurants throughout the time. We're gonna for you, those of you that don't know, Kevin, you might need Stephanie Automates Restaurants. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay,
you.
Steph, tell them what you do, because we're automating America. You just got back.
No.
Well, does this mean like I can be replaced with a robot, because I'm here for it?
No, she's our girl for
not
that. Yeah.
You, but I will simplify the last 3 feet of the business transaction. So we help simplify by being able to put your order in, pick it up on the go, and you don't have to have anyone do that. So by doing, we have a locker system. We do full automation through text communications, and we make it super affordable for operators because everything's getting so expensive these days.
I was her worst critic because I'm all about, no, I want to feel the people. I want to hug them. I want to know their names. Now, no, I don't even want to see them. Go ahead and keep the
orders. Well, the generation behind us, no one wants to socialize anymore.
Right.
And they're a burden to my restaurant owners. I can't get people to show up so they run a business. So when I was told with finding solutions, we simplified the last 3 feet of the business transaction to ensure that money and recapture when employees don't want to show up. Because that's the most important step is
I dared them.
Collecting the money and giving the food in return. And if I can simplify that by having it paid up front and then captured and everything fully automated by capturing who dropped it off, who picked it up, and everything else is accountable, especially with all the Uber third parties and everything else. Half the time, most operators are chasing with those third parties just to get their money because Tom, Dick, and Harry are taking it or giving it to so-and-so, or they deliver it to the wrong person. Well, we figure out a solution to end all that.
And I dare all my staff, because Stephanie's right next to me all the time, I say, I dare you to not show up for work because I'll have a robot in your place tomorrow.
They all show up, so it's really good.
Not mine. I had one call out yesterday. I go, nope, get there.
Yep.
Nope, just show
you
up.
Want Stephanie
I'll
to replace you.
You. I'll replace you by noon.
So, and then also my other company, Icon Rocklair, if we're in the automotive, aeronautics, marine, I would like to talk to you about doing some sponsorships for you guys,
awesome.
Especially at the Muscle Museum. We do state-of-the-art coatings, and so that would be something I'd love to get you a couple certificates, which value about $3,500 that you could happily auction off.
That's fantastic.
See,
Stephanie,
it was worth
thank
coming
you.
So
that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're building a state-of-the-art facility, so we'll be doing tours. We'll have a full car demo station other for my business
Very
partner.
Cool.
He'll be displaying his hypercars and supercars, and then our shop alone will be the first of its kind in the nation.
Wow.
And we're doing it to the Icon Rocklair Florida shop. So we'd love to get involved in your your mission, your purpose, because
awesome.
I'm all about that.
And the
so
other
I'm
one
a woman
too,
in business. So,
right?
Let's do it.
Larson Motorsports.
fastest woman on wheels? Yeah, so I reached out. I have not heard back from them yet.
So I know them, and they're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human beings.
I love Elaine. I've seen her speak a few times, and I love her. And
my most motivational speaker ever.
Oh, for sure. Yep. And she's doing exactly what we're trying to do. Yeah. She's empowering women.
Absolutely.
Especially in, you know, a male-dominant industry.
Yeah, I mean, she's literally teaching women how to work on cars and race car drive.
Yeah,
and
it's cool. Incredible.
It is very cool. And she can heat a can of beans with that top fuel injection car. Just put it on the back burners.
If we have any auto body shop listeners or car dealerships out there, we are still looking for a presenting sponsor at $5,000. $5,000 could house a mom and her family for 2 months.
That's awesome.
Which is amazing.
Let me get back to you on that one.
So $5,000. anyone?
Yeah. Nope. So we'll put it out there to the universe. Kevin, we've just got... Pretty soon you'll see Danny. He first gives me these little bunny ears, and then he gives me the finger. I don't know. Always before I leave, he gives me the finger. But anything you want to close the show and make sure that, is there anything you forgot to tell everybody and that you want to put out there?
I don't want to share any more personal stuff.
That's good.
I think you cut
Let's
me off like and let me just
no,
kind of
vented.
Not have to
do you
give
feel better?
The
you
full. I do. I just want to get back to cooking. And
absolutely.
The one thing I do want to end on is our biggest push moving forward is, kind of said it a couple times, teaching people to eat tongue to tail. I know it's kind of scary to think about eating tongue and liver and kidney and heart and all of those things. But if we're going to make beef more sustainable and keep some of these big, huge people from making us eat fake meat, I think the most sustainable thing we can do is eat the entire animal instead of just a fillet or a ribeye, because there's a lot more to the cow than just that. So keep an eye out. We have a really great tongue dish on the menu, and you're going to see a lot more as it comes to us trying to be a more responsible
steakhouse. Is it paired with a nice, lovely wine?
I was waiting for
it can be.
So, all right, so let's give your go-to restaurant, though, a free shout-out here on the radio, because I always like to ask every guest, what's your favorite restaurant? Where do you like to eat?
If I can make it, I try to go up to see Terrence at Daily Trade.
At Daily Trade? Okay.
I love him. He's super
Which
talented.
Is funny, because that was one of those places I was supposed to go to, and I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
It's worth it.
Let him know I'm going, and I'm going to stop in there. I think they're selling Scott's Spices, too.
Yeah.
Scott's Spices all over. How about you? What's your favorite restaurant to eat at?
Eat out a whole lot, but when on the rare occasion that I get to go someplace fun, it's I love Naoki.
Naoki? I've never been there.
They're bluefin. Are you kidding me? It's melting your mouth.
Where's that at?
US One and
US One.
Robert Conlon.
That one. Naoki. All
right. It's tiny, but they're amazing.
How about you?
I also do not get to go out very much, but I will tell you that we found this little pizzeria in Cocoa Beach. It's right next to the dinosaur store. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing it right, but it's Mangia e Bevi.
Mangia Pepe.
Mangia, there you go.
Very awesome.
You know, we've got a lot. We have a lot of like gluten insensitive people in my family. Their flour comes right from Italy. It's the best pizza, and I am from New York City. So
cool. And I'm a pizza.
I'm happy to give them a big shout out.
And they have a true Italiano pastry chef too.
Excellent.
I've heard great things.
Yes.
Every time I'm able, I think they're closed on the day that I can only make it over there. So it's like it's really.
I think they're closed on Mondays.
Yeah.
So listen, every time. We've got my 10 seconds here. I just want to thank all of you for coming on the show. Jessica, we're definitely going to be working together in the near future.
Thank you.
And you guys, you always have a welcome back. Anytime somebody comes on my show, you can always call me. And if you got something to say, especially keep us up to date with some specials and that, and we'll get it out here. We'll talk on it. We'll have you call in and talk, and you're certainly always invited back. To hang with me and stuff. It's always
go
a
to
fun
Ember
day.
And Oak.
Go to Ember. Absolutely. Everybody, please go to Ember and Oak. Please support Kevin on this new journey. We're going to wish you well. And may God bless every bit of it, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thank
this
you.
Is Kim with Stephanie. We're out.
Have a great week.
Trivia night. Let's go win that trophy.
Let's go. Sooner or later.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.